Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The indecent assault trial of Ronaldo Taylor continued today with the defendant taking the stand to deny all allegations. Mr. Taylor faces four charges of indecent assault and assault by penetration relating to an underage girl back in July 2024. Earlier in the week, the jury heard from several family members of the complainant who described how the child disclosed the alleged conduct and how the matter was reported to authorities. One witness said the disclosure caused significant strain within the family. Taylor told the court he had limited interactions with the child and denied every allegation put to him. The Crown challenged his account in cross-examination, but the defendant denied all assertions. Closing speeches are expected tomorrow before the judge sends the jury out to deliberate. In other court news, William Joseph Phillips Moore has pleaded not guilty to two counts of common assault and one charge of threatening to kill. The allegations relate to incidents said to have occurred on Shedden Road in December 2025. The defendant denies assaulting a woman on two consecutive days and denies making a threat to kill her. The chief magistrate scheduled a case management conference for the 12th of November, with a trial to be set at a later date. So much for that 4 weeks of relief at the pump. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller explains.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas jumped 4 cents to $5.53 a gallon since the last check on July 29th. The average price for premium cell service rose 3 cents, taking it to $6.04. The average price of diesel is now $5.59, which is unchanged over the past week. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Red Bay for $5.38. That's the same as last week's lowest price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.49 a gallon, down a penny from July 29th. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. A small fire at the Georgetown landfill was quickly extinguished this morning after being discovered in freshly deposited waste. The Department of Environmental Health says the Cayman Islands Fire Service responded to a report around 3 a.m. and quickly brought the fire under control. Officials continue to monitor the affected area while the cause remains under investigation. Preliminary findings suggest the fire originated in the newly deposited garbage. The department is also reminding residents not to dispose of batteries in household waste, revealing that staff have dealt with four separate battery-related fires at the landfill last Friday alone. Officials warn that the lithium in ion batteries can ignite if damaged during waste collection and disposal. In other local news, Cayman's Fire Service and Coast Guard are updating how they work at sea together. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Officials announced this week that the Cayman Islands Fire Service and Cayman Islands Coast Guard have renewed their Maritime Emergency Response Memorandum of Understanding. The renewed MOU builds on a formal framework established in 2024 to support joint maritime search and rescue, search and recovery, and mass rescue operations, strengthening a long-standing operational partnership between the two agencies. The agreement is designed to support faster, more coordinated responses to emergencies affecting coastal communities, mariners, vessels, and marine assets, and reinforces the importance of joint planning where responsibilities intersect during water-based incidents. Under the renewed framework, CIFS and CICG will work under unified command during critical maritime incidents, follow clear response protocols, conduct regular joint training, and share timely information on emergency threats, weather hazards, and distressed vessels. Officials say these measures strengthen the country's overall maritime safety capability and the safety net for residents and visitors. The renewed agreement takes effect immediately with joint exercises planned for the third quarter of this year. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The National Airline is apologizing to passengers after a flight from New York was grounded overnight due to mechanical issues. Cayman Airways says the flight was originally scheduled to leave JFK at 11:45 a.m. on Monday, but The plane was forced to return to the gate, where it was determined the aircraft needed to be removed from service for, quote, rectification. CAL then flew another plane from Grand Cayman to JFK to pick up the stranded passengers, but once arriving in New York, that aircraft also developed a separate mechanical issue. This ultimately led to Monday's flight getting cancelled outright, and Cayman Airways says cancellations by other airlines made it, quote, not possible to secure rooms for all passengers since the nearby hotels were full. The travelers took a, quote, recovery flight to Grand Cayman on Tuesday. MRCU's surveillance data confirms a significant seasonal increase. Preliminary figures for 2026 show a year-to-date average of approximately 40 mosquitoes per trap night, compared to approximately 29 in 2025. Radio Cayman's intern Hannah Jackson has more.
Much of the mosquito activity experienced this season is linked to extensive tidal flooding across Cayman's wetlands. MRCU's Kevin Wattler says elevated tides have repeatedly pushed water into large areas of low-lying wetland.
This year specifically, the tides are actually even higher than what we normally have.
He says the MRCU carries out extensive larviciding to reduce mosquito populations before they emerge.
We have mosquitoes in the wetlands that lay their eggs into the damp soil, but now that damp soil is underwater, which activates the life cycle of the mosquitoes.
MRCU says there will always be seasonal periods when mosquitoes emerge, regardless of the proactive work they carry out.
What we do at MRCU is bring those numbers down as quickly as possible so we could live as comfortable as possible.
Teams will continue monitoring mosquito populations and adjusting operations based on surveillance results, tidal activity, weather conditions, and the effectiveness of previous treatments. For Radio Cayman News, this is Hannah Jackson.
Thank you, Hannah. Police are investigating an online vehicle spoofing scam involving people posing as used car dealers. The scammers are running advertisements on Facebook claiming to represent companies selling used vehicles from Japan. Interested buyers are told to contact the seller via WhatsApp, where false names such as Anthony Daniels or Hamed are used, along with mobile numbers that appear to originate in Pakistan. Police say a number of people have already lost money. Members of the public are urged to exercise caution when buying vehicles online. Make sure the seller is legitimate before sending any money, and to only conduct business with established dealers that have verifiable business details, including a physical address, official website, and a telephone number. Detectives are encouraging anyone who's made contact with the seller to make a report at the nearest police station. The matter remains under investigation. Finally, have you thought about getting the new government's MyE-ID but were put off by the long drive from the Eastern Districts into the office? Well, as of Monday, you can now pop by the Savannah Post Office and visit the freshly opened Cayman Islands Identification Card Office. The new office is open from Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., as well as Saturday mornings by appointment. Director of e-Government, Ian Tibbetts.
Bringing My EID services to the Savannah Post Office is a welcomed opportunity to serve the Eastern Districts, and in particular, working people who have had to take time out of their workday to enroll. With Saturday appointments now available, residents can enroll at a time that suits them, not only during standard working hours.
My EID card provides residents with a secure way to verify their identity and access a range of digital and in-person government services. For more information, head to myeid.egov.ky. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.